listening to the First Step Podcast with your host, Jaleesa Jung. A new episode starts right now.
Hands up if you've ever lost track of time while on a social media app. Okay, and hands up if you have a hard time staying focused and achieving your goals. Well, I'd like to share three hacks with you that are almost guaranteed to improve your productivity and set you up for success this year. In this bonus episode, you'll learn what you can do to limit your distractions on social networks like Instagram, and how you can gain clarity for the new year by doing some necessary reflecting. But before we dive into this episode, I want to ask you to please take a screenshot, tag me on Instagram at Jaleesa Jung Company, and let everyone know you're listening to the First Step Podcast. And now, here is episode number 38, three Instagram hacks to improve your productivity in 2021. So one of the things I did before entering the new year was that I took some time to shift through my followers list on Instagram and unfollow some people. So I looked at the accounts I was following and I found that there were a lot of people whose content I just didn't like or I never engaged with, and I felt like, what's the point, you know? So I unfollowed them, and a lot of these people I unfollowed had also been muted for a very long time. Now, I usually follow back persons who I've met at workshops, my clients, and students who've taken my courses. But some of those people never end up sharing anything that actually resonates with me. So what happens is I mute them, but I decided that before the new year starts, I should edit my list and just remove those people altogether. So there were people on there who I used to talk to and we had like a casual relationship, but throughout the year they never engaged with my content. I never engaged with theirs, you know, they never liked a post or commented, they never supported me in anything, you know. So it was just a case of I no longer want to follow people who don't uplift me or their content doesn't motivate me. So yeah, I unfollowed them, and I'm happy I did that because it was like I released all negative and fake energies from around me. And I think it's absolutely necessary and okay to unfollow anyone or any brand that no longer serves you or makes you feel shitty, you know, when you go on Instagram. If someone is not making you feel good on Instagram, it's your profile, you can unfollow them. And that's totally okay. There's no reason why you should continue to follow people if you don't like their content. As a matter of fact, I think if we look at very successful entrepreneurs on Instagram, you'll see that they don't follow many people. So for example, Beyonce literally follows no one. She follows no one on Instagram. And I think that's on purpose, right? Kim Kardashian, she used to follow about 50 people. And now she follows about 100 people. Mark Zuckerberg, he follows about 300. Oprah Winfrey, she follows one account. And the account she follows is actually her book club. Who else? So if we look at Sarah Blakely, who is the owner of Spanx, she follows about 200 people. And why is all of this important? Well, because I think it's important to limit your distractions. The more accounts you follow on Instagram, the more distractions you will have. So for me, it's very important to limit my distractions, especially since I have such big goals this year. When I log into Instagram, I want to remain focused. I use Instagram for work. I'm a business owner, and whenever I show up on Instagram, it's for me to promote my business, promote my brand, engage my community. So I don't want to be distracted to the point where I'm spending hours on Instagram, I'm going down the rabbit hole, I'm so engrossed in other people's lives that I lose focus on my own things, right? So this brings me to thing number two that I did to set myself up for success in 2021, and that's muting the accounts that I'm still following. So after I went through my list, of people I follow, and I unfollowed people who no longer serve me. You know, like, what's the point of following them? I also went in and I muted the rest of accounts that I'm still following, even my friends. Now, muting accounts on Instagram means that you won't see other people's posts or their stories, but you'll still be following them. So I did this because I want to avoid being distracted again by what's on my feed, right? So by muting people, I'm able to choose when I engage with content, and it's not based on when someone actually posts their content or when the algorithm decides to show me a post from someone. I am in full control of what and when I see other people's content. So once a week, I usually set aside about 30 minutes to like and comment on posts from the people I follow. So I'll go into my followers list, not people who are following me, but people who I am following. I go into that list and I go to each account and I see if they have any new posts, and I read the captions, I like the post, I leave a comment if it's really, really interesting, you know. And what happens is I'm able to spend less time on Instagram, like I said before, mindlessly scrolling, and more time actually working on my business and my goals. So I choose when I engage with other people's content. And there are a very few accounts that I haven't muted, and those are of my current clients and students who I actually check up on almost daily just to make sure that they're actually sharing stories and the other types of content that I've recommended to them. So there are accounts that aren't muted, and that's because it's my job to check in on them and make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. But other than that, guys, I decide when I engage with other people's content. And I think that's something, if you want to be productive, if you want to stay focused, if you want to actually achieve your goals this year, I think that is something everyone should do. You know, do not let Instagram control your life and distract you. Don't let any app, any social media app, whether it's TikTok, like, oh my God, when I go on TikTok, I spend hours on TikTok. It's such a distraction. Even this new network called Clubhouse. Clubhouse as well is such a distraction. And I am the type of person, I take my power back from these networks, these platforms, these apps, right? So they're not in control of me. I am not spending all day on these apps. I'm actually working on my business and, you know, whether I'm taking off my notifications. So I don't even see notifications unless I go into the app. So for Instagram example, I don't see whether people have liked or commented. It's not showing up on my phone screen unless I actually log into Instagram. I'm not getting notifications from LinkedIn at all. I'm not getting notifications from Twitter and Facebook. I don't even have the Facebook app on my phone, right? And that's because I don't want to be distracted. Keyword, distracted. I don't want to be distracted. I want to be super, super focused. And yeah, I recommend all of you doing the same, right? So the last thing I want to share with you guys that I did before entering the new year was I actually spent a few days in December just doing some quiet introspection. If you don't know what introspection is, it's basically just like internal reflection where I was reflecting on my brand purpose. I was rediscovering my why for being in business, and I was also assessing my company's messaging and positioning. So to do this, I actually used my brand purpose workbook, which you can download and use too if you like. It's linked in the show notes, and it has some really great questions that you can use to create a brand purpose statement and clarify your company's origin story. One of the questions it asks is, what do you do and why do you do it? Now, it's a simple question that unfortunately a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners, and professionals overcomplicate. And if you can't clearly articulate what it is you do and why you do it through your content, for instance, then you'll leave your audience so confused. And the thing is, when the audience is confused, you can't convert them into paying customers. So the brand purpose workbook really just helps you simplify your answer so that it's concise and easy for your intended audience to understand. So after I spent some time going through all of the questions in this workbook, I was able to get to the heart of what I do in the simplest terms, and that's that I teach people how to use social media for business. And that is a response that is simple, easy to understand, get straight to the point, and it's a phrase that I can also rattle off really quickly whenever someone asks me what I do. On top of that, it also guides me whenever I create content. So I'll be reminded of the purpose of my brand, and that I teach people how to use social media for business, and I won't hopefully stray off course and, you know, talk about other things in my content, right? So my content would have more focus and be aligned to achieve one core goal. Now, this answer is something that is reflected in my Instagram bio and in my LinkedIn headline. Previously, I help brands create compelling content on social media to tell their stories, attract the right audience, and build profitable relationships, or something like that, right? But I teach people how to use social media for business. It's a lot more digestible, and I'm hoping that people would find it easier to understand what it is that I do exactly. So the other brand purpose statement that I had on my Instagram bio and my LinkedIn headline, it sounded really fancy, right? It sounded really nice. It sounded philosophical, but I'm sure it confused the heck out of a lot of people, right? So when I did this workbook the first time, my brand purpose statement, or my answer to the question, what do you do and why do you do it, was actually something else. It was something along the lines of, let me see if I can remember it. It was something really crazy. It was something like, I teach people how to leverage personal branding and social media to build profitable businesses today, tomorrow, and forever. It was just something crazy, right? So every year, I make it a point to go through this brand purpose statement workbook again so that I'm just able to clarify my message even more, and I'm able to remind myself of the core purpose of my business, why it exists, who I help serve, and all that good stuff, right? So again, if you feel like you need to gain some clarity for this year before you start posting on Instagram or any other social media platform, then I recommend downloading my brand purpose workbook. It is linked in the show notes. And yeah, guys, those were the three things I did on Instagram to set myself up for success in the new year. Now, just to remind you, the first thing I did was I unfollowed some people whose content no longer serves me or just isn't my cup of tea, right? And that's totally okay. The second thing I did was I muted my friends who may be in different industries, or, you know, I'm just following them to support them. They're my friends, but I muted them because I want to be in control of when I engage with other people's content and I don't want to be distracted. The third thing I did was gain some clarity on my brand purpose, what I do and why I do it. And yeah, I'm going to be so much more focused and less distracted because I did those three things. And I highly recommend to all of you to do the same. Now, I'm really curious to know what your goals are for this year and what are some rituals, I guess, or what are some hacks that you have to help you stay productive and focused. So be sure to message me on Instagram and let me know what your 2021 goals are and what are, you know, your own hacks that you can share with people, because I'm sure you guys have some pretty amazing tricks up your sleeve for how you stay productive and things like that. And now I'm just rambling and I'm not making any type of sense.
So I'm going to end this podcast. Happy New Year, guys.
You just listened to the First Step Podcast with Jaleesa Jun. Be sure to check the show notes for links to my social media accounts, and don't forget to share this episode with your friends.